God bless you all this morning. He is a on time God. What I love, I'm telling you, when I hear that song right there, that song, my God, just put me in the church mode. It just something about that. It just very churchy, just churchy. Amen. Make you feel like you're on Sunday morning getting ready. You could get ready to head out, running all down to the sanctuary, and just know you're going to have a good time with an expectation on your shoulder. Well, I feel like that today as well, just about every day. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We thank God for you all, especially ones that are tuned in, and also our international listeners. Especially our brothers and sisters in Fiji. Amen, Fiji. God bless you all. You know, you had to make me do a little studying to find out, you know, about Fiji when I seen you popping up. Amen. But I really see who Fiji is. Fiji is an island. Amen. So we thank God for you all. Amen. And I just thank God for all the partners and listeners that just support us, my God. And it's not about contributing finances, even though it will be a blessing and a help, but it's about your participation. It's about you joining in. It's about that we have something valid that we able to give to you, especially in the United States in America on the East Coast, where it is just 4 days that morning. Amen. Not everybody will get up and plug into a spiritual place, especially dealing with prayer, teaching, inspiration, and different things, even though it's good and a blessing for your soul. Amen. People just, you know, they sleep and just trying to wake up and getting your day started. It seems like it's more important than we going forth into the things of God. I pray that one day all that will change around, because it was a time to where, you know, mom and them people will get up and intercede and love to get on the phone and have prayer meetings and prayer partners. But if you ain't gossiping about anything, amen, it ain't no work for me to get on with you in the first place, because at the end of the day, I want to hear some gossip. But I just thank God that people are getting up now and especially listening to us and just want to be inspired, want to have some things to grow and want to get a little bit of teaching, especially in the 4 day in the morning. And I just thank God for each and every one of you that is participating, that you are not being forced, but you choose to just to call in. So I thank God for each and every one of you. Trust me, these are blessings that you will be receiving from the Lord. For this, God will open up more opportunity to pour you in, take you further, take your knowledge further. He will give you what you need, because you showed yourself to be available, and you showed yourself that your hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God. Amen. Amen. So once again, family and friends, we thank God for you all, and we just love the Lord, because He is good and His mercy endures forever. And I'm telling you, amen. And I know you hear us say this all the time and probably get a little lackadaisy sometimes with you. But if you keep pushing, I'm telling you right now, my God, things is going to change around. As long as you push with the word of God, it's going to turn around. I'm not talking about all that other extra stuff, amen. All that other extra stuff, take your bottle of water, go around your house and turn around 3 times, do a little cross in the center of your mailbox and all that. But I'm just telling you what the word say, and you begin to find out what the word say, begin to do it. And I'm telling you right now, things are changing or turning around. It's already started as soon as you start making that move. Amen. Amen. And we just bless the Lord once again. I want to get going, because I just feel a teaching spirit on me this morning. I don't know where it come from, but all of a sudden it just popped up on me. Amen. But before we must go there this morning, amen, I want to bring on Minister Elect Monica. Just go ahead and give us a little word of prayer, amen. Then we're going to dive in and dive back out and dive in and dive back out and dive back in, amen. God bless you, Minister Monica.
Good morning, saints. We just thank you for coming on this morning, and we're going to bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we just thank you right now for giving us the mind and heart to come on this line and praise you early this morning, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to praise you, the one true living God, because we know that you love and you adore us, and we love and adore you as well, Father God. You're amazing. You're wonderful. You're the Almighty. You're the Alpha and the Omega. We just thank you for allowing us to come to your throne on this morning with our petitions, and our petitions are pure, Father God, because we got up seeking you early this morning for you to command our morning, not for us to command our morning, but for you to command our morning on this morning, Father God. We ask that you continue to bless each and every one on this line, and we ask that you put a hedge of protection over their households and from every individual from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God. We ask that you just pour out into everyone on this line that they will be taught and they will be able to receive the word that the apostle is bringing forth on today, Lord God, that you would make him a bridge of understanding for everyone that's on this line within the sound of his voice, Father God, that you will pour your Holy Spirit out on him and that it will overflow into each and every listener on today, Father God. We ask that you continue to pour that Holy Spirit upon your people as well, so that they can go out and be a light unto the world this morning, Father God. And everywhere that they go, that they will be a blessing to somebody, Father God. And that they will be a good witness, an excellent witness, a walking Bible for the ones that do not know you, Father God, that you would call them in because of the people that you poured into on this morning, Father God. Father God, we also ask that you just give strength out there, oh Father God. Give some strength to the ones that are struggling right now, Father God. No matter what the struggle is, you know their struggle, Father God. But we ask that you just give them strength, confidence, perseverance, Father God. Give them the knowing that you have taken control of any and everything that's going on, even when they're shot in the back, oh, Father God, that they can still look to you because you are going to take care of their situation, Father God. We ask that you give them anointing in their hearts and minds, that you have redeemed them, that their salvation is with you, and that they should not doubt or even waver in knowing that you are going to have them to the eternal, into your eternal kingdom, Father God. We ask that you also go into the households and minds and hearts of each and every listener and give them the ability to actually stretch their faith, oh Father God, so that they can see past the situations of today and tomorrow, Father God, and that they will stand upright before you in righteousness and holiness, Father God. And we ask that you continue to pour your blessings upon everyone and that you will just make a way out of no way for the ones that are discouraged, Father God. But, Lord, we also going to thank you in advance right now because we know that your Holy Spirit is in that place, oh, Father God. And we're smiling and we're clapping our hands and we're praising you right now, Father God, because we are happy people because we know we serve you, the one true living God, the Father of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, Father God. And we're going to move on into this day, Father God, allowing you to command our morning. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. I dare many of you, you just go ahead and speak positive things right now. Amen. I know that many of you probably got up this morning, your things on your mind, things you need to do, financial bills are coming up, amen, because we in the first month, most of people financial obligations is due. I want you to begin to speak something, my God, positive in the atmosphere. I want you to go ahead and say, many of you, I want you to go ahead and speak, I will never live month to month, amen. I'm not going to live month to month, but I'm going to live as I want to live. And if my necessities could get paid up for a year, I'm going to live up by my God Almighty, not by the pressure of responsibility of man, amen, holding me accountable, but I'm going to live by my God. My life are being blessed because at the end of the day, I don't have to meet no deadline because the deadline was already met in the name of Jesus. I want you to speak positive this way. This day, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad no matter what's going on or what they trying to do. It's nothing but good coming my way. It's nothing but blessings coming my way. It's nothing but the things of the Lord that he has for me is coming my way. Self, get out of the way, because what God has for me, it is for me. Today is the day that I'm going to experience the blessings of the Lord because of the affirmation of what I release out of my mouth in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless each and every one of you again. Amen. I want to dive in something real quick, and I want to help many of you to stay into a place of blessing. One thing about ministers and preachers and pastors, one thing that they should be helping the body of Christ in, number one, they should be helping you to grow in God. Amen. That's one thing that the body of Christ or the leaders or different ones that carry these titles, they should be able to help you to grow in God. This is where our life have to be shown and have to be proven as well. We have to make sure, or we have to be shown, that we as leaders are also not grown or also continue to grow in Christ. Amen. I don't need no one to try to help me to grow in Christ, but yet you still have a baby mentality. Amen. And we have people like that, to where they all over the place, they throw them spiritual tantrums and different things like that. Well, that is a person cannot help you to grow in the matureness of the Lord. Amen. And that's the next step. Not only we need to help you with, not only we need to grow in Christ, but we want to grow into the matureness of Christ. So many people, we are growing, but are we being matured? Amen. And that's something that is very important for you as a saint and you as a believer. That's one thing that the man of God says: when I was a child, I acted as a child, but when I become an age, I put away all childish things. This is the saying that I say all the time. Amen. We want God to give us a mature blessing, but we fail to walk in matureness ourselves. Amen. We fail. How? See, one thing about a mature individual, they don't get into a place to where they start having unbelief and start doubting God. A mature individual, you know, they might use their little words, say, he may not come when he want him, but he sure will be right on a time. Amen. They don't get disappointed, or they don't get into a place of discouraged. Amen. Because they don't see things moving in their life. They trust in their faith. They depend on the Lord. It's not about what they see. It's about what they know. And what they know is because what they grew in God, and they begin to have a relationship with God, they begin to speak to God, and God begin to tell them the things about what he going to do or what is established in their life, and they hold on to that no matter what. Amen. A mature person, they don't throw tantrums, amen, and throw tantrums because their season ain't came around yet, or they feel like everybody else being blessed. See, that's a child. That's what a child does. Everybody else got something, but I don't got nothing. Everybody else got some new shoes, and I'm still walking around with the same old shoes. Everybody else got new clothes, but I ain't get no new outfit. Yeah, see, that's what children does, amen? And they begin to throw tantrums because everybody else, they got their healing, but God, I'm still waiting on my healing. When my healing going to come? Everybody else getting their brand new blessing. They got their brand new cars, and they got their brand new houses, but God, I'm still here. I'm still holding on. I'm still trying to get mine. I don't know what's going on with me. Now they start getting into a place of disappointment and start going into a little slight depression and all that. Amen. See, when you mature, you wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You wait till a person mature. They begin to do what David had to do, encourage himself. That was a sign of matureness from David, because David said, listen, I'm in a place of valley isolation. I had to go into a place of encourage myself. Let Pastor help you. I'm just trying to build a little foundation right now. Amen. And they had the courage. His what? His self. Amen. So we want to help you to grow. And it's our job also to help you to mature in the Word. Now it's another one. My God, as we grow mature in the Word, now it's time to get what? Results. Now it's time to get results from the Word of God, because this is something that I truly slay and I truly believe according to the Word of God. As I begin to dissect the Word from Genesis to Revelation, well, the Bible, my God, is here, or the gospel is here to do what? Take care of you. I always tell people that it's there to take care of you. The gospel don't need you to take care of it. The gospel don't need you to put a healing on it. The gospel don't need you to try to deliver it. The gospel don't need you to try to speak prosperity over it and rebuke poverty and rebuke lack. The gospel don't need you try to help it to change its mind or try to give it a renewed mind and begin to pop. No, no, no. The gospel is here to do all that for you. So the gospel is here to take care of you. So number three, you know, it's the job of a minister, pastor, leader, amen, to help you to walk into your blessed place, amen, the best place, your best place, your blessed place, and the place of favor and the place. It's not about speaking, amen. So many times, you know, so many times people get high behind the gift of gab. And because of people doesn't hold people accountable, especially for these three points that I just gave, one is growth, one is maturity, and another one walking into the presence of God, amen. And because of people get high behind the gift of gab and that place of walking in a blessing, people just say, hey, favor is on your life. How in the world favor is going to be on your life and you doing everything you want to do underneath the sun? It's something wrong with that picture. Hey, you are blessed. This is your season of blessed. You might as well shout God, shout glory. How in the world are you going to be blessed if you are not in the alignment or in the covering of God? God don't even know your name or who you are. Amen. My sheep knows my voice, but a stranger will do what? It will never follow. God is trying to figure out, are you a sheep of his, or you a sheep of the world, or you a sheep of the enemy? So something wrong with these cliches where we are trying to line them up with everyone and put them on everybody and everything here and everything there, amen? Because the simple fact is, amen, that you are the one that can stop your blessing, amen? You are the one could stop the things that you, my God, that is coming into your life, amen. That's why you have to go back. Let's go back to the first point, amen. Grow. You cannot grow into God if you don't get to know God, amen. So many people try to get to know somebody else through somebody else. I'm going to say that again. So many people want to get to know God from somebody else and through somebody else, and they live their life, my God, they live their life as that, and they've been suitable and been fine. Well, I'm finding that out, especially as we are doing a Bible study and we're holding people accountable from their reading and their studying and calling them out to do different stories. So it's really obvious that people, amen, been going off of what somebody else said other than what the Bible said. It's okay for me to learn from somebody else, and it's okay for me to learn from an individual, because the Bible declares that he gave us some teachers and he gave us some pastors and he gave us some prophets and apostles. So it's okay. But the thing about it is, when you don't know it for yourself, but you just take everybody else's word, amen, that's number one. And then the individuals, amen, they begin to not take accountability, but they begin to complain about everything because they don't have enough truth inside of them, or they have enough of a 15-30 minutes message that it came from somebody else or somebody else perspective. I'm almost finished building this foundation, amen. Then we have these other individuals to where they grew they offerings in the spirit. They offering. And the offering is they begin to grow themselves. They don't submit well up under leadership, or they didn't have no leader, somebody that will hold them accountable. So they begin to grow themselves. Them the folks that they get deep. Them type of people there, you listen to them, you be like, oh my goodness, they're gonna make me run up out of here, because they spent most of their time growing within themselves and trying to figure out different avenues so they could get out of their life situation and get out of different things and keep trying to hold on what they believe that God done called them to do. Amen. The more they be, oh my God, and some of them you can help, but some of them so bedded down with what's in them, amen, to where that's what they're going to believe, regardless of what they say, amen. They're going to say, God talking to me, and somehow God talked to them all the time, round the clock, and different times, and they be up there eating coffee and tea and apple juice and having tea parties with the Holy Ghost, all kinds of stuff, amen. So we got to understand that God is calling us to be grounded. He wants you grounded, and many people, they are not grounded, and because you're not grounded, you are not seeing any growth in your life. I got a question here. Let's start building these walls, amen, in the spirit. How in the world a plant could grow if it's not grounded? How in the world a plant could be able to produce a fruit on a tree if it never been grounded, if it never had a place where its roots could begin to be established, and it could never have a place where it could be built on a solid foundation? How in the world can it be established, my God Almighty, as something valid or something that has substance and it never been grounded? You have to be grounded. I don't care who you are or what's going on. You have to be grounded. Let's look at these two things, my God Almighty, where my evangelist was expounding on. They were expounding on last week in Genesis 12, amen. But I want to expound a little bit deeper. I want to crack it just a little bit more, just a little bit deeper, amen. And it's dealing with obedience, and it's dealing with sacrifice, amen. Obedience and sacrifice. Now, we hear this a lot, but you got to understand both of these is these individuals are very powerful, but it was they are also very different, amen, because sacrifice dealing with your choice. It's dealing with what you choose to give up, what you choose to put at risk, what you choose to give, amen? What you choose, amen? That is your choice, amen? And you look at the story with Abraham and Isaac. Abraham did not choose to sacrifice his only begotten son. It was spoken to him to give him up as an offering. See, that's a whole different thing. It'd be different that Abraham said, you know what, come on, boy, you get up over here. I want to go and sacrifice you and give you an offering. I'm going to give an offering up to the Lord. That's a choice, amen? But when it was spoken to him and say, listen, man of God, you need to go. I want you to go and give and sacrifice your own son. Go ahead and do it. Amen. Now, this the actions that he do, it becomes what? Obedience. Amen. See the difference here? One is a choice and one is obeying. This is the place to where I was doing a teaching of growing into Christ and growing into God. And you cannot get a full commitment from God or from a companionship if you got trust issues. So many people have trust issues to where they try to grow into something mature. It's no way you're going to be able to mature in a relationship with trust issues. Amen? With trust issues. This is where I established where you get people throw these tantrums, they have these fits, I don't know, because you still got some trust issues. Amen? And it's so many people have spiritual trust issues, amen, to where they are clipping their own blessing that God has. The Bible declares, have faith. Faith don't deal with trust issue. Faith deals with trust. It is equal or connected to what? Trust. When you get walk with faith and you walk with trust, you're going to get an equation to where it says results. Y'all hear me this morning? So you cannot have any faith trust issue and thinking that God's going to get ready to open up the wonders of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Obedience is dealing with trust. Amen? And a lot of people, they are skeptical about different things because why? What they've been taught or what they've been or what been taught to them. This is where they have not did enough study or growth in God to really to establish the fact that it's me that I'm growing in Christ. I'm growing in God. I'm growing in and of what God have me to grow in, but they establish their relationship off of somebody else, off of the pastor, off of the teacher, off an individual that teaches the scripture where I fail to study to show my own self approved. Now look at this here. So now we have sacrifice, we have obedience, we have sacrifice, obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice, as scripture began to declare, and also in 1 somebody as well, 15:22, where it talks about, my God, the man of God says, my God, that behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen. Because why? Sacrifice deal with trust, or obedience deal with trust. Sacrifice is dealing with your choice. It's dealing with your decision. You decide to do it. It ain't something you have to do, but it's something that you did what? You decided to do. And I pray that many of you will begin to obey God. But the question is, and this is where leaders comes in, and how can you obey God if you don't know God? How can you try to obey the word of God if you don't know the word of God? Now watch this. This is the thing that many people have to understand. And this is where I'm going. I'm going to wrap it up here. Get ready, daughter, Minister Monica. My God. For the first time, 15:23, it talks about, watch this. It says, for rebellion, watch this, is as the sin of witchcraft. So rebellion and witchcraft, they making it as the scripture, putting it as kindred spirits here. They have a like identity. Amen. But the question is, rebellion or what? Rebellion or what? Well, let's keep looking at this. And it says, watch this. In stubbornness, watch this, is as iniquity in idolatry. Now, I don't met some stubborn people. I'm talking about stubborn in the word of God, because you don't been to show them this. They believe that this is a new world. We got a new age going on. We got a new cycle this and that. People believe all that, and when you've been again to extract the word of God and show people, they just have their own belief. They just believe, regardless, if you can put the truth in their faith and you can begin to show them, say, well, you know, and all that, they going to believe what they want to believe, amen, because it's embedded into them. It's something that, my God, somebody came along, and what they feel, trust, or what they choose, even if they are a spiritual orphan, where they don't raise themselves, whatever they believe, that's what they believe. We have some stuff. I got a question. Is it any stubborn people that is listening to us this morning that you stubborn about the word? You just closed-minded. You're locked in. This is what it is. Amen. That's what you got going on. So the Bible declares stubbornness is as iniquities and adultery, because thou hast, watch this, rejected the word of who? Of the Lord. For thou hast did what? Rejected the what? The word of the Lord. I cannot do anything. It's just like as minister and evangelist, they get on this line, amen, and begin to take people into the word of God, begin to say things. How in the world that I could reject the word if I know the word? How in the world I can reject what they've given us about God if I'm already grown into God, amen, and if I'm already walking with God? You cannot reject the word if the word is already in you. And this is where many people got to understand, my God Almighty, the word got to be inside of you. It needs to be in your bone. I'm not talking about what somebody else said, but I'm talking about what you done experienced, what you don't walk with. I'm talking about, my God Almighty, when they say that scripture, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. You could be like, my God, I know that scripture. Not only I know that scripture, but that scripture covered me. I don't see God move through that scripture. I never seen the righteous forsaken, because at the end of the day, when I was on my lowest point, many of you are looking for jobs. Many of you are looking for God to touch your body. Many of you need your healing. Many of you need your breakthrough. My God Almighty, I never seen the righteous forsaken. That means, by God, I know you're going through something. I know you're in a strong situation or a strong matter. Is there anybody this morning, my God Almighty, if you're facing something in a strong situation, in a strong matter, the matter, I never seen the righteous forsaken. Well, that man of God is talking from his side of the fence. He's talking from his life walk. He's talking from his experience. I can only tell you what's in me and what I've been through. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed, my God, begging for bread. That means it doesn't matter what I need, God going to supply. Can I tell somebody this morning that no matter what you go through, my God Almighty, you ain't not going to be a beggar for bread, because God said, I will supply my every need. But I'm telling you, you got to get in him. And once you get in him, amen, my God Almighty, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed doing what? Begging for bread. Come on, Evangelist Monica.
And you know why? Because the focus was on God. And you know why the focus is on God? It's just like when Peter was called by Christ to step out of that boat and walk on water. He was telling him to focus on me. Look at me. Look at me and walk to me. And that's what we have to do on today. We have to forget about the waters that's under our feet or the circumstances that we're going through and be obedient and walk on water. Step out there and walk on water and don't look down. Keep looking to God, because, see, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have that favor. You're going to do that miraculous thing. You're going to walk over whatever situation you're facing on today. And that's where Apostle is trying to get everybody to understand. He broke that thing down with a foundation and the walls of a house, and that house going to stand on a rock, the rock that told you to step out of the boat and walk on water. Come to me. Keep your focus on him, because, see, the distractions is what make you look down. The distractions is what make you look at your circumstances. The distractions or anything that is not of God needs to be ignored, and you need to focus on God. Look for God in everything you do and everywhere you go. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. The Bible declares that build my house or build your house on a solid foundation. Amen. Your solid foundation. Amen. Many people try to build their house on cliches. Many people try to build their house off of somebody else's testimony. Amen. Many people try to build their house off of somebody, what somebody else said and what somebody else believed. But I'm telling you right now, the solid foundation that God is talking about, upon this rock I will build my church. He's talking about the flat-footed word of the gospel, the flat-footed word, my God, of God. It's not you trying to build a house off of what Apostle Temple is saying. It's not you trying to build your house off what Minister Let Monica is saying. It's not what you trying to build your house off of what Evangelist Let Nita is saying. It's what God is establishing in your life according to the gospel. Many people walking around, my God, I feel somebody this morning. I declare and decree that the falsified teaching that got you down and disappointed, making you feel like your life is a curse, making you feel like you're walking around, I don't know who the Holy Ghost prophesizing to this morning, that your life feel like it's a curse, and you've been told that you are walking in a curse because it was time that you could not give financial contribution. It was time that you could not make financial obligation. So now they don't got word curses. They don't got, my God, scriptures that took it out of context, curses over your life by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. As you begin to listen into us to this morning, Eastern Standard Time, regardless if it's away by internet or away by phone call, I break it off of your life in the name of Jesus. And I want to tell you and declare to you that your life is not cursed. Your life is not bondage. Your life delight is not down, you shall grow and you shall live and you shall not die, my God, and establish your place with the Lord. We have to understand, saints of God, if we don't begin to grow and mature and walk into the manifestation, we are not going to be able to walk into the manifestation of the blessing if we don't grow and mature into the things of God. Amen. Because, number one, Scripture declares having your mind renewed. Amen. It's hard to renew a child's mind. It takes time. Y'all hear me? It takes time. It takes years. It takes, my God, it takes constantly talking to them. It takes constantly repeating yourself over and over. It takes constantly letting them go out, make their own pitfall. They come back in. You let them know, I told you so. Many of you need to grow up, because that's the same thing God is trying to deal with you in the spirit. I don't need God to tell me anymore that some people ain't good for me. Y'all better hear me. I don't need God to tell me anymore, my God, that you need to break away for someone. That was something that I was going through in my younger time, in my younger year, when you get disappointed by people about how they do you. They lying on you. They talk about it. See, a person that you still a teen, you're still young, when you're still worrying about somebody lying on you, they talking about you. That's what we used to do in the school, amen? You hate going to school because you know they gossiping about you. You're ready to fight because they lying on you. You're being instigated. But when I was a child, my God, I act as a child. But when I become an age, my God almighty, I put away all that. I'm not worried about what you got to say anymore, because what an adult will say, a mature adult, what they say, baby, they could talk about me all they want. They don't pay no bills over here. Let me say that again. Baby, they could talk about me all they want. They don't pay no bills over here. They could say whatever they want to say. But as my God, I have been lied on. The songwriter say, I've been lied on. I've been talked about. I've been mistreated. But long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I don't know who we talking to this morning, but at the end of the day, I need to grow in a Christ. I cannot worry about what you think or what you got to say or how you feel about me. All I need is continue to walk in. I'm messing up my own blessing. I'm messing up my own matureness. I'm messing up what God is trying to establish in my life. Somebody need to save this morning. No more, no more, no more. I'm not messing up my life. No more. I'm not messing up my blessing. No more. I'm not messing up my miracles. No more. I'm not messing up my deliverance. No more. I'm not messing up what God done and established in my life, in my life, because what God has for me, my God, y'all know the rest. It is for me. So I cannot fret. I cannot worry. I'm not worrying about this. I'm not worrying about that. I'm not going to do anything to sabotage my life. But God is the one that gave me this job. God is the one that gave me this blessing. God is the one that gave me this opportunity. But you will not know it if you don't grow into him. You will not know it, my God, if you don't go into Christ. Amen. You'll be saying, well, if it wasn't for that prophet, my God gave me his handkerchief. And that handkerchief that he gave me, it opened up my job opportunity. Baby, God was just waiting on you to put your faith somewhere and depend on him. That job was coming to you anyways. Why? Scripture declares, my God almighty, I will supply your every need. You don't need nobody else to do his job. Let me tell you something. I'm passing back over to you, Monica. God don't need man, amen, to do what he could do. Y'all about to hear me. God don't need man to do what he could do. God got his job on lockdown. God got his job on tight. Let me tell some of you something, that God was finna bless you anyways. God was finna give you a miracle anyways. God was finna give you your healing anyways. But some of us just got a little impatient. But if you could just hold out, my God almighty, mother said, hold out just a little while longer. Can I tell somebody? I know it don't feel good, but hold out. Can I tell somebody else? I know it don't look good, but hold out. Can I tell somebody else? I know you're stressed out, but hold out. Can I tell somebody else? I know you're going into depression, but hold out, because if you hold out and let the Lord fight your battles. Come on, daughter evangelist. Monica, go ahead.
Yes, Lord. I know you in the vein, Apostle, because I'm going in the vein behind you. Because, see, God is saying right now that we need to get out of our own way. We need to get out of our own way because a lot of the blessings and things that he has for us, we blocking them. It ain't about Satan doing no spectacular plan to break us up or keep us down. We're in our own way, and we got to get out our own way. That's what God is saying. Because, see, the vein that we done jumped in is about us doing what we are supposed to do. We got to be held accountable, and we got to bring down that pride, that ego. Because, see, a lot of us, we do know the word, and we can go out there and minister, and we can do things in Christ. But, see, our pride get in the way because we not putting it out there the way we want to put it out there. We not going to put it out there. No, no, no. Apostle done gave us the ministry tools, and we supposed to go out there and minister with those tools, but some of us want to do it their way instead of God's way. They think that they saying that they doing it Apostle's way because he done gave them instructions on how to lay that thing down, but that's not what's going on. That's not what's going on. What's going on is the Holy Spirit is pointing to him, and he's making that vein travel through a lot of people that are saying the same thing, but you can't receive it. And you got to open up your heart and your mind and receive that word. You got to allow that teaching to fall onto your soul, not thistles and thorns, not stony rock and gravel, but a fertile soil so that you can receive and get your pride out of the way. Let that pride go. Put that pride down because, see, pride comes before a fall. And, see, Apostle has given us the tools to know what to do and how to do it, but some of us is getting in our own way. Apostle, tell them how to get out of their way. Tell them how to get out of their own way and let God have his way. Back to you, Apostle.
The songwriter say, move, get out of the way. Move, you get out of the way. You better move and get out of the way. You have to walk. And many of you, we got to have discipline in our life and understand, first of all, it's almost like therapy. It's almost like you're going to a psychiatrist, and a psychiatrist begin to identify before they can be able to help you. First of all, we got to identify you. We got to identify your issues. We got to have you. You have to come into a place to where you're able to admit your issue, admit your fault. So many people want to put their faults in their issues, and I will say that it came from bad teaching. Now, that's what I'm going to be honest with, and they'll put it on the devil. A lot of places
mm-hmm.
use that just to get the crowd moving and get the people moving, giving you an emotional, my God, ejection to where it doesn't have no effect other than just giving you recreation, spiritual recreation. Ha, that's all they're doing, amen? So if we never take accountability on our, the devil ain't make you smoke no drugs. Let's stop this nonsense. The devil ain't make you going to commit adultery. Stop that nonsense. The devil ain't made you lay down with that man or lay down with that sister. You stop that nonsense. You got that stuff, or you got what you got because you chose to do what you want to do. So the first thing that we got to admit, we have to be truthful with ourselves. We have to be truthful. Some of you want your finances turn around. Well, you need to be truthful. God, I got a weakness. A lot of my finances going to my cigarettes. A lot of my finances going to my alcohol. A lot of my finances going to my self-pleasure. A lot of my finances going to my women's on the side. Can I talk to you? A lot of my finances trying to buy love, trying to buy family members, trying to buy somebody to like me. So God, this is the why my finances. So you got to be honest. You got to deal with truth. You got to deal with honesty. And we need to identify the situation, for God can get you to the point where he can bring you into a full blessing. You're the one that is stopping yourself from being blessed. It's no preacher. It's no teacher. It's you are the one that is stopping yourself being blessed. Many of you say, well, Pastor, I'm for of a bad teacher. Well, one thing I truly know, that it doesn't matter what type of teaching you got, God will always bring you into truth. And when truth begins to knock at your door, it's your choice now if you're going to let it in or you're not going to let it in. Amen? You want to hold on to your stubbornness, or you want to keep your stubbornness, my God, or you want to push it out the door. So what is your choice today? What is your demeanor? Where are you at with the Lord? Are you still somebody that is on the fence, that just still crying wolf? God, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Here got a bad wolf. Oh, my God, that was a mistake. I really didn't need it. Well, where are you? And until you can identify what's in you and identify your own actions and identify your own mistake, because some of us, we are at fault, or we are at victim of ourselves. It ain't the pastor sister is the victim. It's not the other individual is the victim. Because why? I should have knew God for myself. I should have had a walk with God for myself. Then when I be able to divide the word from truth or wrong or right for truth, I could look at it, something ain't right here. Because according to my word, according to the Bible, this don't say it's right. This ain't, something ain't right. I might not could put my finger on it prophetically, but I know something ain't right by the word. Y'all about to hear me. By the word, the Bible declares for me to be a cheerful giver. Something ain't right when I'm giving out of fear and I'm giving scared, and it tells me don't be fearful. Don't have the fear. Remove the fear. The fear is not of God. See, it's something, evangelist, a minister, that we can use certain scripture for certain season, but we don't take that same scripture and put it in every area of our life. When the pandemic began to hit, we heard many people, don't be fearful. Oh, don't you have fear. The fear is of the devil. Don't y'all be scared of this pandemic. We got to go and do this here. But what about you having the fear that God's going to curse you because you cannot give an offering or give certain things? What about the fear that you have, my God Almighty, because somebody don't put in you or put that stuff in you that, my God, God's finna get ready to kill you. God's finna get ready to take you out because you don't call somebody out a liar. You are like, according to the word, you lied. According to the word, you are wrong. What about these other fears that people don't put in you? Amen. So we cannot take the word. There's something wrong when we choose where we want to put the word of God. The word of God should go in every area of your life. I can't go to church because I'm fear of that. Are these people? These people got witches. What? So, but it'll work for your pandemic. It'll work for COVID-19, but it doesn't work for anything else. You can rebuke it for COVID-19, but you can't rebuke it in your God. Who I'm talking to this morning? But you can't rebuke it for every area of your life. You can't rebuke it for other places. My God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you're going to be, my God Almighty, you're going to be delivered from manipulation, being manipulated, my God. And if you are the manipulator, God going to deliver you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have to grow. In the midst of our growing, we have to be mature, because we just don't want to grow without matureness. Matureness comes with wisdom. It comes with knowledge. It comes with submission. It comes with humbleness. Matureness comes with all these attributes. So we have to grow. We have to be mature. Then we can walk in blessings. People that you connect to, because there is an order in Christ, and the book of Ephesians talks about it. I give some apostles, some prophets, some. That is the order of the divine order of God. Scripture declares that I would give you pastors after my own heart. After me, after my own heart. When a man or woman chases the heart of God, they chasing the Lord. They are not chasing nobody skirt tail. They're not chasing finances. They're not chasing fame. They're not chasing anything else, but they're chasing who? The Lord. One thing that you can recognize of these attributes, because these attributes should be displayed before I can say I can connect to you. It's not about how well you could elaborate on scriptures, but do you have growth in your life? Is your life mature? I don't know who's on this morning, but I can't say that's a mature church. If you're going to get upset with me because the offering is low, then you want to put the responsibility on us and say we need to pay your bill. These doors need to be open and these offerings is low. Because if you're going to say I depend on the Lord, God will supply our every need, how can we say that in one phase to the people, but we can't live by it? since day one, the ADM be open. ADM never. And we are still planning on never to ask the body of Christ or ask the saints of God to do anything for the ministry. Because if people don't know the word of God for themselves, tell me what good they're giving to you anyways. It's not going to benefit them. It's going to benefit who? You. So the example has to be shown. It needs to be shown. It needs to be shown. Because if you don't have no example other than somebody running their mouth, guess what's going to happen with you? You're going to be a person that just run your mouth, but you will never see any manifestation happening in your life. Hold on. I'm in the season. Me and my family in the season. It's not only my family. When I say my family, I'm not only talking about my immediate family, but I'm talking about church too. We're in a season to where we see in God supply our every need. Opportunities just open left and right. God is just doing what he say he's going to do. And what I'm saying is, and not to put nobody down, the word of God works. It works. But you need to grow. Somebody need to hold you accountable of growing into the word of God. Somebody need to hold you accountable and also in maturing in the word of God. Then you need to hold them accountable before they can hold you accountable. Make sure they're walking in the blessings of God and not off your dime. I know that's a little rough this morning. I know it, but I got to give you the truth. Not off your dime, but God is blessing this in their life. Their life is just exploding. They operate in these principles. They living by the teacher. They living by the voice of God. And the blessings of the Lord is overflowing them in their own life. And you're going to begin to see. And make sure before we go, you identify your own issues. Don't put your issue off of somebody else. Identify your own problems. Some of you, your finances is acting up, not because you don't make enough. It's probably because what you do with it. Because you don't have structure, plan of budgeting, that financial structure in your life. Identify your areas. And once you identify you, and you begin to accept who you really are, then God can begin to work on you. That's how you move yourself out of the way, stripping yourself naked before the Lord and giving him everything about you, who you are. I'm a liar. I'm a cheater. God, I have sex issues. I have perverse issues. I have all this going on with you. Mean. And I don't care. If you don't deal with that, I don't care how much you make in life, how far you go in life, or what platform you be in life, it will always haunt you. It will magnify greater. I know many people say, well, pastors, a lot of these pastors, they just right here just having this stuff was already in them before they answered the call, daughter, before they came into position. Before they came into the place. Because it's not the devil tearing people down. We really tearing ourselves down. The devil said, I just want to come and join in the fun. I thought it was a block party going on, and it was open invitation. So I decided to come in the fun. That's why I walk in up and down to and from the earth. Because I'm seeking for a party. No, they didn't let me in unless God gave me an access key. Who will let me in willfully? And I don't need no key to come in. Will it be you? Will it be you? Will it be you? But you're going to have to identify yourself. Father, I thank you as we come to a close in this morning, but not a close from you. I pray that we extract people from hiding their self. And then the realization of who they self is. For they could grow and mature in a solid foundation and be solid upon the rock. We thank you, God, that our life is going to be better than it was yesterday. It's going to be better today than it was better than any other day. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We thank God for you all. We don't know what God's going to do tomorrow. Y'all just be back on tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless all of you. Good night.